Oh, this is Eddie, certified credit repair specialist from the Great Credit Pros. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing? I have a phone number for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's be 903-707-7002. And it's going to be for Kelsey Dixon. And she was looking for a $5,000 loan. Currently no loan options. Needs some help with her credit, which is in the low 500s.
Okay, you can transfer.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Eddie, certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing
Awesome. So right now you got transferred to the Credit Pros to improve your credit score. Because your credit score is not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate. Is that correct?
good. I'm guessing so, yes.
In another words, miss, this is not a loan company. This is a credit repair
Yeah.
company. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So what do you need the loan for?
Well, I had started like my own little business and I kind of put a halt on it. I've never gotten an LLC or anything like that, but I have like a you can Google a spiritualist center on Google and it'll pull up in the area my business information and all that. And I'm just wanting to like basically add fuel to the fire to expand it and get to where my ultimate goal is within my short-term goal with the company and what I want to accomplish with it.
Basically for like working capital.
What do you mean?
To grow or expand your business. That's what it means, working capital.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So in this case, this is the first time you apply for a loan or you've been denied before?
I've been denied before. So my credit score is something I have struggled with since I even found out what a credit score was and the usage of it is. I'm actually waiting for Chase to send me a packet in the mail so that way I can do what I need to do with that. My adopted mom has put things in my name and paid it with her credit card or her debit card, and then would decide she's not going to pay for it anymore and actually got smart and started. She opened up a bank account in my name and would pay those bills with an account that's tied back to my name, which would make it harder for me to dispute and all that.
Yeah.
But I'm needing to repair my credit and fix my credit for more or less on a personal standpoint, but also a business standpoint, so that way I can have my feet in the ground, solid foundation, and leave something
For any
behind for my
emergency.
kids.
Yeah, also for any emergency you need it. So it's good you got some
Yes.
good goals out there, miss. You know what's your score right now? Is it like 600, 500? What is?
So recently it was the highest it's ever been. It was like a 560 something, but my car was financed in my adopted mom's name, and I was giving her money. And long story short, she was pocketing it. It went in default, so I had to go get another vehicle. So I did have inquiries on my credit, and it brought it down a little bit, but it's like a 550 something.
Okay, no worries. All right. Based on what I understand today, the only thing that could be possibly holding you back it is your credit score. Unlike other companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit, from disputing the negative items that are questionable to giving you access to positive credit. So what I'm gonna do next is to attempt a soft pull of your credit summary so we can get an updated look at your score in the negative items. This is only a courtesy pull, so it will not damage your score in any way. And we use a special technology to protect your information, just as your bank. Okay.
Okay.
See, 1 second.
What company you work for again?
This is the Credit Pros.
Okay, so not Lexington Law Firm.
I'm sorry.
So it's not Lexington Law Firm?
Oh, no, 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 no. I think something happened to them. I'm not sure if they're still in business. But we were getting a lot of people that were enrolled with them due to the lack of service. I guess they had a bad experience. So most of our clients...
Yeah, I mean, I used them for my ex-husband. So that way he could, I was helping him get a house and all that. I gave him the money to buy the house and yada yada. And I used Lexington Law Firm to kind of boost his credit up a little bit more to a 620 so he could get the FHA place? Or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah, and then as soon as he closed on the house, like 3 weeks later, everything that they did take off of his credit, they put right back. Then it like reopened it because they sold it to other creditors and stuff that is like 10 years old, research and all that.
The last time I heard about them, they got in trouble for doing that, which you just say, you know, they remove some stuff, and as soon as you opt out from the program, the negative items come back. And since they were doing that, I think they lost their license, so they're not in business no more, I think. So we do get a lot of people that is trying to do those things. And since we are in the BBB, we use the FCRA law. The FCRA law is the Federal Credit Reporting Act that makes us a legit company, right? Now,
it's things I can do myself because, okay, so let's say I owe an apartment complex money for blah, blah, you know, breaching my contract or whatever, and they sell it to a creditor, and that who reports to your credit monthly because, you know, they had bought this debt and now they're coming to you for you to pay it. And what you can do is, well, the apartment complex isn't going to have your information, blah, 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 that you need in order, because they already sold it. They already got their money for
it. They already sold it. There's
ways to go about it to get it off and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. There's secrets and there's levels to this thing. So there's some ways that if they sell the debt to a different company, your name is not on it anymore. So for that reason, you should not be paying for anything, right? So, but you did. If you sign a contract with them, in the contract when you sign with that company, it says that they can sell you. They can sell you debt to a third party loan company, and if that happens, they can take it to a court of law. So I'm not trying to scare you and give you anything like that because you already know about this thing.
Because I had an apartment that my adopted mom stayed in, and the apartment manager agreed to go ahead and take me off the lease because I was no longer going to be in Odessa anymore because of everything she was doing to me and my kids, and the best interest would be to move away from her. And so she was the one there, and she fucking breached the contract, whatever, and they went on my credit, and with everything else, like all the bills she had in my name that I did not know about until, hey, look, this popped up on your credit, Kelsey, and all that, I've gotten that apartment completely taken off my credit. So, I mean,
that's right.
But there's things that I need help with that is over 7 years old. That, yes, some of them are mine, but some of them are not as well.
Yeah, anything that is not verifiable to you, it needs to be deleted. Now, in this case, Kelsey, we're going to get started today. What is your middle initial?
D for diamond.
D for diamond. And what is going to be the address that you want to add on file here?
289 County Road 3322. That's Jacksonville, Texas. That's been my, you know, go-to home address, but I've never used it on file for anything, just in case if I ever got in trouble, constables can't find me there. But here recently, I've just been using my actual
address. You think they're going to go pick you up and stuff?
Man, my daughter's dad is doing the most, trying to get me some papers so he could take her. So that way he doesn't have to drive 7 hours to come get her, which he never does anyways or calls her, but that's a long
story. Okay. Okay.
See,
so...
I need my credit good so I could go get a loan to pay for an attorney to get his right, his overnight stays taken away, because he should be in jail for some of the stuff that she comes home and tells me that he allows to happen to her.
Yeah, that's just
crazy.
How old is she?
She just turned 8 on the 5th.
8 years old?
Yeah. 8 years old, yep.
I have a daughter, she's 10, and you know, I go through that, those things a lot, so.
Yeah, I have an autistic son who's about to be 10 on the 20th of May.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's when they need the most attention. Now, in this case, let me ask you, what is your date of birth?
3/13/95.
That's crazy.
3/13/1995? Yeah.
I was just talking about my daughter, and my daughter's birthday is on the March 13th, but she was born in 2013. So it's crazy.
Wow. So she's a Pisces.
Yeah.
You won't ever be able to fool her when she gets older. She'll have a good intuition, a gut feeling on stuff.
Yeah, she. Let me ask you, what is your social security number?
639-927-446.
7446. Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, right now you actually employ?
Self-employed, yes.
Okay. So we're doing the authentication process to make sure that this is you, not someone else, trying to represent your information. If any of these questions if these ones are random questions, okay? So
okay.
If any of these questions don't apply, just let me know.
Okay.
First question. Let's see. You might have opened an auto loan around September of 2020. That question sounds like it applies to you.
2020?
Uh-huh.
No.
An auto loan. Does not apply. Thank you.
No.
What about which of the following is a current or previous employer? I got Ventura County Star, Bailey Ranch, Brighton Gardens, J&T, and Communications.
Bailey Ranch.
Bailey Ranch, thank you.
Yeah, that's my ranch.
What is your county? The name of your county?
Cherokee County.
Thank you. Let me submit.
It might be Smith County if it comes back.
Oh, 1 second, miss. Give me 1 second. All right, Kelsey. I was able to pull up your credit score, and it's showing me here that you scored it sitting at 442. So having
it dropped.
I mean, not 400, it's 500. I'm sorry. I may take that back. I'm sorry, man. It's 542. Yeah, that's what it is. Now, in this case, Kelsey, having a score like this, it will have you going through like denials and turndowns. So let's not forget that these people is actually judging you by your financial standing. The good news right here, Kelsey, is that we can help you get into a place while you continue improving your credit score at the same time. So I want to talk to you about that. Right now,
okay.
One of the things that we need to address a couple of negative items right here to see if you agree with this. One of the main things that it's affecting everyone's credit score is the payment history. Payment history is taking 35% of the credit score on FICO. Right now, it's showing 17 late payments. They're called minor delinquents. Those are 17 accounts showing late on payments for actually, give me a second. It's actually no more than a month, the 17 accounts. They have been late on payments for no more than a month. And then after that, you got the major derogatory trade lines. Those are 8 accounts that had been late on payments for more than 3 months. That's more than 90 days, right?
What?
That's more than 90 days. That's our major
Yeah.
derogatories. Don't recognize those ones. And then I see here that you got one.
No.
I see here that you got 3 collections, and the total amount in the collection says $5,861. Okay. So most of the things you didn't catch you by surprise, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let me show you how the service works. So, Miss, the main goal of the Credit Pros is to build up your credit score. That way, you can be able to achieve your goals. So, today, I have something perfect for you. It's called Success Plus Package. With the Success Plus Package, basically, we're going to be doing all the work for you. So, you claiming you're looking for a 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom? A
Not really
four-bedroom?
a house.
Yeah, a house, like a 4-bedroom house. What are you looking for?
If I was in the market for one, it would be a 4-bedroom.
I didn't hear you. What was that?
If I was in the market for a home, it would ideally be a 4-bedroom.
Okay, that's right. We can put you in a priority. So this is the thing. Once get your account activated, the rent-to-own representatives, they're going to send you the lists of the places, and we're going to get you a reference letter stating that you're working with us on improving your credit standing. All you have to do is call the rent-to-own representatives. You're going to tell them that you started the program with us, with the Credit Pros, and that you have a reference letter, and that you are ready to submit the application for that 4-bedroom home, 2-bath in the garage. It's that simple. You go ahead and do that. In the
Okay.
meantime, we're going to be helping you improving your credit. So the first step towards improving your credit is that we're going to be doing all the work for you. So we're going to be sending out targeted dispute letters challenging the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, or verifiable in your credit report with all three credit bureaus at the same time. So in other words, we're going to help you clean up your credit score. And of course, we are responsible about those negative items being removed. So if for some reason something shows up in the future, you have a lifetime warranty with us. That makes sense?
Yes.
We give you a lifetime warranty. One second.
Okay.
Okay, so the trade line that you're gonna be receiving is up to $5,000. That one is going to be helping you to establish your credit. So the trade line is up to $5,000, and it's with National Credit Direct. Now, to be clear, it's not a credit card, meaning that you can't buy gas or fast food. All the purchases, they're going to be made directly through their online store, where you can purchase anything from furniture, electronics, smartphones. They even got appliances and household items. And the whole purpose of this line of credit is that you can report and establish good payment history month after month on the credit bureau Experian to help you boost up your credit score. Does that make sense? So it's a line of credit
Yeah.
that allows you to make purchases. Okay.
Okay.
So in this case, how would you like to cover the initial fee for today, on a Visa or MasterCard?
How much is that?
For the program?
Yeah, for what I need to cover today.
Well, the usually the program is actually $149 month to month with no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services rendered, and you can opt out if you experience a hardship. And the positive reporting discontinues once you opt out from the program. Now, the credit bill, the benefit, that means that the payment that you're doing for our program, the $149, that one is being reported to the three credit bureaus. So it will reflect as a good payment history on the three credit bureaus. month after month, and it appears as a credit builder loan in your credit report. As our client, you will not receive any money from the credit pros.
Okay.
So basically, how you would you like to take the initial fee, on a Visa or MasterCard?
I don't know. I would have to go put money on the card, and the bank's closed right now.
Oh, it's closed?
Is it
the money thing? If you don't have the money, that's okay. That's okay. Because
I have
what
cash, but I don't have money in my bank account right now.
Right, right.
But
that's okay. That's understandable. Right now, if you don't have the money, what I can go ahead and do is tell you, know, what we're trying to do is just help you. That way you can achieve your goals. So in this case, let me ask you, you think you can cover $13 right now? And I could try to meet you halfway and get your account activated. It will be a small fee of $12.95.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I have that on fine.
Okay. I'll get you started. We get the account activated. It will be a small fee of $12.95. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my card.
Okay.
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 You ready for that card?
Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, it's 5108-0502-5590-9819.
9819?
Yes.
Okay, what is the expiration date?
0327.
2027. And the security code?
837.
837. Okay. Right now, we just need to go over the credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of only $12.95 to be charged today. And a standard procedure dictates that the card resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for an enrollment. So we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Okay.
Okay.
Once the payment is accepted, the second set of fees is going to be in 2 weeks from now, which is going to fall on April the 26th. And it's going to be for the 149. The month-to-month fee will start on May the 26th. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. You should be right now saying here, give me 1 second. It says here, thank you. Welcome to the program. Congratulations. We have successfully processed the enrollment. Now we're going to activate your client portal so you can take advantage of the benefits that we discussed earlier. You should have received a text message or an email. Can you check for me from the credit pros?
Yes, I got it
there. Okay, go ahead and click on that link, and it's going to take you to the agreement of the service. All you have to do is acknowledge the service and go ahead and hit the next step.
Okay, it's loading. Okay. Sorry, my car's loud.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, miss.
I said sorry if my car is a little too loud.
Oh, no. I don't hear anything. It sounds quiet.
If I was in my Mustang, that'd be a different story. I would not be able to be on the phone.
Why? You have an old school one or the one of the new ones?
No, I this is my second one in less than a year. I had a 2020, but wrecked it not even a month after having it. I was roofied. Somebody was trying to kill me. And then I bought a 2019 Mustang GT Performance Pack. So it's a manual.
Oh, yeah, those are the sport ones, right?
Yeah, So after everything I did to the car, it runs really lean. It shoots flames out of the tailpipes. And long story short, nobody in East Texas will race me. And I even had offers to do pro mod racing, professional racing.
Yeah.
But once I got done with my car and everything, my Mustang, it was pushing 650 horsepower to the rear. But if I turn the tuner on, the programmer on or whatever, and run it to its fullest potential, it pushes 720 or so.
Oh, okay. So you into cars, you like cars, just sport cars. That's good.
My biological mom just got me a 2014 Challenger, Dodge Challenger Redline, and they only made 1,000 of these worldwide. And she's got her hands on it, and it's a manual too. It's not automatic. And that's what I'm driving right now. Yep, both of my cars, all three of my cars have been stick.
Oh, that's good. That's curious because a lot of women they don't drive like a stick. You know, they always just want to jump into the car, just step on the gas.
On the gas, yeah. Yeah, no, I outdrive these guys out here that are driving manual cars. Like, nobody will race me. I used to drive an 18-wheeler, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I worked in the oil field. Okay, so it says, choose the item you would like for us to dispute.
Oh, you're already there. So right there, you're going to select those items. And those are like the negative items that we're going to start working. Once you hit what it says, okay, got it. That's almost we're done on the process. All we have to do is just make sure that we get your account fully activated. So here we go, okay, miss?
Okay.
Once again, congratulations on joining the Credit Pros. We are very excited to get you on this journey for a healthy credit score. Right now, I'm going to be transferring you to Auto Credit Advisor Ace. We'll be verifying that we enter your information correctly. This is only going to take like 1 minute, and it's very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. So I want you to stay on the line and don't hang up for the transfer, okay?
Okay.
All right, here it goes, okay?